Illinois recently adopted $45 billion in a capital bill. It's intended to fix much of the state's crumbling infrastructure, but an unprecedented $50 million of that, or about a tenth of 1%, will be going to the arts and cultural programs in Illinois, specifically to address their building and maintenance needs. The state is doubling the gas tax and raising vehicle registration fees and the tobacco tax to pay for it. McLean County Arts Center Executive Director Doug Johnson was part of the state statewide lobbying effort through the Arts Illinois Alliance. He hopes to bring some of that funding back to Illinois. He tells GLT's Eric Stock many arts organizations across the state have been hanging by their fingernails following the budget stalemates of recent years, and that has caused some of those nonprofits to go under.
For a lot of organizations, like the McLean County Arts Center, we live on a shoestring budget, and the opportunity to have this infusion of capital support allows us to address lingering issues here. Particularly, we live in a great community, and we have a fantastic facility, but that facility is portions of it more than 100 years old, and that requires care and maintenance and upkeep and a number of things that our day-to-day operating budget doesn't always match. Away from here, there's organizations in Southern Illinois or Freeport that are taking on new projects, whether it's an arts plaza or a new arts facility, that need that infusion of cash to help further drive local fundraising in order for those projects to really find a stakehold.
How many different programs could benefit from this financially, and how is that going to be determined?
Ultimately, there is an application process for groups to apply for these dollars. There are 35 lead organizations that have been identified as having initial shovel-ready projects. But all of us will be actually submitting an application to the Illinois Arts Council Agency, which is a state agency, and they'll be administering that grant review process for those monies to be allocated based on committee review and assessments based on how they fulfill the agendas, which will ultimately be more firmly established as the process goes on. I've served on many grant review panels for the Illinois Arts Council, and this is a bit of a different beast. The average annual budget for granting out through the Illinois Arts Council is about $13 million. So, and usually that's for program support or particular projects. So this is a vastly different animal than normally is assessed. So I'm confident that the state arts agency, working in collaboration with arts leaders from across the state, will come up with a workable plan that best fulfills the needs of our broader community.
Would you have a role on the agency in deciding where the funding goes?
Well, you know, I've served on a lot of different grant panels. I think because I've played such a lead role in seeking these funds, and because we'll be an applicant as well, I doubt I would be invited to serve on that panel. But it's you know, we have a rich community, broadly speaking, in the state, and I'm confident that a successful committee will be established.
But there's an expectation, I would imagine, that at least some of those dollars will make its way here to the Arts Center, where, as you said, part of the building is over a century old.
Yeah, oh, certainly. That was the whole impetus for participation. Not only were we able to represent downstate when we met with leaders in the state capitol, but we have a vested interest in improving the cultural life of our community, and these dollars will allow us to do that, not just here at the McLean County Arts Center, but also the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts with their Creativity Center. They were certainly part of that ask, and we're hopeful that our local entities can really benefit from this state investment in our cultural enterprise.
It's been over a decade since Illinois had a capital bill which funded construction projects, infrastructure, transportation, and those kinds of things. To your recollection, has there ever been a program that has devoted specific dollars to arts projects in this manner?
No, I've been at the McLean County Arts Center leadership for coming on 18 years, and I have no recollection of this happening. And it really comes at an important time for the arts groups across the state. I did study in my capacity as a board member of Arts Alliance Illinois, where we were able to make the assessment that 18% of all nonprofit arts groups across the state collapsed during the recent state budget upheavals. So to have this infusion to help revitalize those existing arts organizations can make a tremendous difference for the cultural life of our entire state.
1 in 6 arts programs of the state folded because funding had been cut from the state in the last decade?
Yeah. The number one indicator that a nonprofit is going to fail is the question, are they engaged in cultural enterprise? If an organization is invested in the arts, and if that is your primary mission, it is a complicated existence. And because so many of them exist on such a tight budget, not having even 10% of their funds come from the state completely hampers their ability to maintain their services for their community.
What kind of expectation did you have that you would be able to get some funding from the state for these projects under the new Pritzker administration?
Well, we had great hope. The Pritzker family has had a tremendous impact in the state. I mean, if you go to the Art Institute of Chicago, there's a Pritzker wing. If you go to Grant Park, it's Pritzker Pavilion. And that top-down leadership in investing in the arts and the cultural life of our community really changed the climate in Springfield. And the fact that we could go to Senator Bill Brady and say, gosh, you know, we really want to help infuse state support in these entities which are improving the cultural life of our community, that coupled with the governor's strong support of our cultural life, I think made a win-win for everyone.
But how did you make that case?
Well, ultimately, you know, we have to look at what are the things that are going to drive the economy within our community. And the arts play a lot of different roles. I mean, when we look at the business of running a community, it's ultimately about attracting workers and attracting people that can help enrich the lives of those businesses. And those businesses really need people that are creative and thoughtful and engaged and college graduates. And you can't have a community that attracts those people or retains those people once they've graduated unless you have a rich cultural life. So that's certainly part of it. You know, the other thing too is when we think about the cultural import of the arts in our community, let's just take the Sugar Creek Arts Festival, which is an event we run. We have, it's been estimated by police, we have about 20,000 people that attend that event over 2 days. Well, if we look at the economics of that, the Americans for the Arts estimates that the average attendee at an event, aside from ticket prices, for a cultural event, they spend $24. So bringing $24 in the community, you times that by the 20,000 people that attend, and you're looking at a dollar impact into Bloomington Normal of $480,000. It's a huge impact. And when you look at the cultural life that we bring, I mean, it's good for the community, it's good for the culture, but it's also good math.
Well, a number of legislators in our area and across the state, while rarely singling out any particular program or service, during tough budget times have gone to this common refrain of belt tightening, cutting out the waste, only essential services. To what extent have these programs sort of been swept up in this movement of fiscal discipline?
Well, yeah, if we look on a national level, if we look at the dollars that go for the National Endowment for the Arts, for example, you know, that was a program that really started under the Nixon administration. And right now, you know, we are spending less money for the arts nationally than Mexico. We're spending, you know, a tenth the dollars that Germany spends per capita.
That's McLean County Arts Center Executive Director Doug Johnson with GLT's Eric Stock. Johnson says the Arts Center's funding wish list includes tuck pointing to the original part of the building, redoing its parking lots, adding curbs outside the building. And Johnson adds some of the building's air conditioning might need to be replaced as well. That went out a few hours before the interview.